Ross Kinchamali here, are described as new Canadians on this album here from 1974, put out by CBC. It was a few different artists. I played the Bob Cousin Bluegrass Band before. I'm not sure. I must have played Wild Rice at some point. I'm not sure if I've been ignoring poor Brian Taylor also on this record. Maybe I have. Anyway, here's Ross Kinchamali. And we're going to go through a few different, a few changes tonight, a few things and changes this evening on Veritable Infusion on CIUT at 9.5 FM, www.ciut.fm online. My name is Eric, and it's going to be a good time ride through some Pan-American sounds. I know I've been doing that, but this is the summer for it, and with all the Latin sounds coming through our town, including Alejandro, I won't say Alejandro, at least Alejandro Escovedo is playing. So I brought some Pete and Coke Escovedo and some of the stuff that they were involved with over the years, and I brought some other Brazilian sounds. I'd actually wanted to start off on a Brazilian tip some time ago, and something happened to change that plan at the time. And it was Brazilian stuff that I hadn't touched when I last played Brazilian, so those are the kinds of things we're doing. And then I want to play some jungle songs and or jungle animal songs, or songs for animals you'd find at the zoo. You know, as opposed to songs for chickens or common, uninteresting animals. Some lion jams, but I got a really long one, so we'll really see what time we have what for. But yeah, so zoo animals and specifically non-New World animals. How about that? Well, we go with a lot of New World music to start. Well, New World, North and South American sounds and jams. And they're saying people are mad at a long election in summer, and people are gonna be burned out soon. So who knows? So I better pass on some casual observations amongst people who maybe follow it more than others, and people who follow it less than others, and whatnot. So today, or over the weekend, or since I last have been on the air here on CIUT 89.5 FM. Home renovation tax was announced. I think that one might have been from Richmond Hill, but there's there have been these articles and stories on the news describing how Toronto is going to be this big battleground for Ontario, which itself is the big battleground, and how Harper needs to win Ontario by winning the GTA. And when they say GTA, I think they strictly mean 905, because Tom Mulcair was downtown today for a previous engagement for his book. He got his book out in the nick of time for this early election call. And apparently he had a couple of hecklers, but handled it real well, and one of them came back to pose with him afterward. So anyway, that was Tom Mulcair downtown. Meanwhile, Stephen Harper, he'd recently announced the home renovation tax. He was at a Coptic church promising to fight ISIS. Apparently you have to sign a rider if you're invited to these conservative functions, promising secrecy and promising not to cause any disturbance of any sort, I guess, of whatever. Anyway, he really doesn't seem to want to come downtown, you know, so like not even in a secluded venue or whatever. It seems kind of, or maybe super secluded venues, I don't know. Anyway, that's that for now. He's in Pickering, Brampton tonight, Markham, and there we go. And I guess the people weren't so impressed, or they weren't buying his economic stewardship line. And so here comes the big security crisis and now the travel ban. And I guess just like Americans want to go to Cuba, have to go to Mexico first or something like that. Or I guess that's just changed actually very recently. But anyway, there are ways around it. Just imagine this travel ban is going to end up including a lot of other countries that Harper doesn't like. You know, or just, oh, that's a gateway country to join ISIS in some other place or whatever. And, you know, pretty soon America will be one of the only ones we're still allowed to go to, minus Colorado or Washington states for obvious reasons, you know. Maybe expedited passes for Florida. A country. Anyway. So, summer sequels also in motion. Here we are in August. Mike Duffy, too. The shark is back. Or the whale, or... as his trial continues and what else going on. So yeah, Tom Mulcair was in town, everyone else playing around town, and I'm going to be out of town next week. But anyway, Scarborough Afro-Caribbean Festival is happening August 22nd and 23rd, Saturday and Sunday. Live music, fashion show, drum workshops, vendors with food, arts and crafts, an employment fair, a kids zone. They're on Facebook, and they're at scarboroughafrocaribfest.com, and they didn't give me their address in the email they sent me, so that's as much information, but it seemed like a good idea to, you know. So what else? Roots Rock this weekend. Roots, I had a real good time watching the Roots. And Tanya Tagak, the Roots Rock, Tanya Tagak shook. It was a good, a heavy weekend, a heavy Saturday night at Nathan Phillips Square. And more shows tonight, like the aforementioned Alejandro Escovedo playing tonight. I'm going to be missing him, of course, right now. And if you're listening, you're probably missing him too. Unless he got rained out or postponed. I should go by there later in case he doesn't get to start till I'm done or something. Wouldn't that be nice? Anyway, Jean Arden playing. Oh, but tomorrow, a Tribe Called Red the night after, I think. And okay, so what else going on? We're playing Vince Maracone's Las Variants tomorrow as part of the Map Room sessions. I might have played a card to that effect, but I made a separate note of it too. And according to the Humane Society, I think it was them who sent me this other email, National Geographic Wild, all in capitals, so maybe it was an acronym. Yes, World International Lion Day. August 10th was announced. And today, World International Lion Day, as in wild. Now I get it. It took me... that's my writing for me. Anyway, so World Lion Day seemed like I should bring up some lion songs with the tragic death of Cecil and whatnot. And I don't want to hear people say, well, you know, why doesn't he talk about human deaths? Or, I mean, yes, we care about those two. You know, Jesus. But anyhow, changing it up a bit, but keeping it kind of Pan-American here with Jane Bunnett and the Cuban Piano Masters, Frank Emilio Flynn, Jose Maria Vitier are playing pianos on this release, and I hope we hear more from them soon. Sax and flute coming to us from Jane Bunnett. Carlitos Del Puerto playing bass. And recorded here in Toronto in 1993. Thank you.
como rosa, musa formosa, mais linda ao despertar. Quando ela passa, enche de graça quem iria imaginar. Ai, como rosa, musa formosa, mais linda o despertar. Quando ela passa, enche de graça quem iria imaginar. Vai descendo súditos com seu charme estúpido, força de tambor, despretensiosa assim, exorciza a musa, desabrocha em flor, se faz irresistível. E quanto mais insensível, volúvel, safada, querida, idolatrada, e amada, 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 e amada. Se fez assim, não era antes, a explodir como um rompante, transformação.
Foi agora que eu cheguei, cheguei bem devagar. Vim trazendo a minha paz, vim lá do meu lugar. Aqui também é meu lugar, lugar em qualquer lugar. Trago amor para viver, trago amor para experimentar. Vou chegando devagar, vim chegando pra tocar. Vim trazendo minha força. Um dia eu vou parar, mas vou deixar essa escola pra um dia ensinar. Vou deixando essa escola para um dia ensinar. Vou deixando essa escola para um dia ensinar. Vou deixando essa escola para um dia ensinar. Thank you. vida de quem tem fé. Vai pescar, cuidado que na maré tem água de derrubar, jangada de quem tem fé. Vai pescar, cuidado que na maré tem água de derrubar, jangada de quem tem fé. Vai pescar, cuidado que na maré tem água de derrubar, jangada de quem tem fé. Vai pescar, cuidado que na maré tem água de derrubar, jangada de quem tem fé. Vai pescar, cuidado que na maré tem água de derrubar, jangada de quem tem fé. Vai pescar, cuidado que na maré tem água de derrubar, jangada de quem tem fé. Quem tem fé, vai ficar. Quem tem fé, quem tem fé.
Linus Reno with his Canadian band, as introduced as such at Lula Lounge some time ago. Alina Morales, her band contributed to the sounds made that fine evening. And we were just listening to her before that. Yes, that's why I bring her up as well. Musa, M-U-S-A was the name of the track off of Flores, Tambores y Amores. It was what we listened to from there. And it was her band in Os Tropias providing the background to Linus, who's in town from Brazil. And on that tip, one band that I don't know if I played them for, definitely not for at least a few weeks anyway, and a good summertime in Toronto kind of sound, of course, comes to us from Samba Squad. And I saw the remnants at the Beaches Jazz Fest, but as usual, got to that party late. But I digressed just a bit. So anyway, here be they.
Baganye. too late, everybody.
Free weekday summer concert series continues on Wednesday, August 12th, when CIUT welcomes veteran Cajun and Zydeco outfit Swamparella. The Pigeon Hawk String Band perform on Thursday, August 13th, and on Friday, August the 14th, Luau or Die play their distinct surf sound. Other upcoming acts include reggae artist Len Hammond, reggae dub performer Michael St. George, blues award winner Julian Foth, the Afrobeat and reggae group Fugitive Minds, and more. Go to www.ciut.fm to see the full artist lineup. The sessions run until August 27th. All of the performances begin at 1 p.m. We'd love you to be a member of the studio audience. The Map Room is located in Hart House, U of T. Music from the Americas, the Map Room sessions, are presented by CIUT, Hart House, and sponsored by Steve's Music.
Ahí viene a correr.
Nirvana, and I don't know if they put any other records out besides this self-titled one from 1972, Columbia, and I think it was on Columbia too, the label, but definitely from the country, Buana, B-W-A-N-A, and that was La Joromba, doing a Latin rock kind of thing, bringing it back to different Latin American countries. They were from Colombia, but definitely listening to some not entirely necessarily completely Colombian cultural things going on in there. And now I mentioned I was going to play some Escovedos, and Pete and Sheila Escovedo recorded an album together in 1978 on Fantasy Records. And as time is rushing, as passing rather quickly here, and there are all these, anyway,
with that
in mind, here we go with a damn fine track from the record, and the shortest one conveniently. Gotta say, the longer jams are way heavier. Now I feel like I'm shorting out everybody. So you know what we're gonna do instead? What's gonna happen instead? We're gonna take it from the top because I felt kind of bad because there are heavier passages on this record. So let's go with one of those, right? Okay. You must be listening to Veritable Infusion here on CUT 9.5.
Arere guiri guiri bembe kiri wow, bembe kiri wow, bembe kiri wow. Arere guiri guiri bembe kiri wow, bembe kiri wow, bembe kiri wow. Thank you.
I think that was worth putting on the longer one. I hope you do too. Solo 2 here, actually. And this copy of the LP came with a little biography too. And I'm not even sure if it's just mine. It's on a blue piece of regular paper here. Solo 2, the debut LP from the percussionist Pete and Sheila Escovedo, makes a lot of convincing musical points and an interesting non-musical one as well, that a father and daughter can work in the same band. Solo 2 producer Billy Colbin puts it, Pete and Sheila work together with a freedom built on mutual respect and love. Pete Escovedo describes himself as a madman, but it's divine madness and it's under perfect control. He's a vibrant, personable, and purposeful man. Born on a Friday, July 13th in Pittsburgh, California, of Mexican immigrant parents, Pete has been surrounded by music all his life. His father was a singer in the big Latin bands that traveled the California Valley. Pete can't remember when he and his brother Coke were not around a lot of music. And Sheila at this time, this record came out in 1977. Sheila, who's 19, actually, they mentioned later on. And both Coke and Pete Escovedo's played with Santana. Both Escovedo's played with Santana. And they were there for some fine years, too. Coke was with Santana for about a year. I was with the band for about 5 or 6 months. Anyway, and then this... some damn fine music made, and beyond that, of course, and Coke Escovedo put out a couple of fine records, so a damn fine record on a Latin tip, more of a classic North American sounds, but still from his Mexican-American brother, Coke Escovedo, the late great here. This is his best-known song from an album, actually. I think his first solo record, which I also brought tonight, is a better record overall, but this song is his song, so what we're going to do is hear it.
Thank you.